Thank the Lord tonight for His blessings and His love to us. We're thankful for each one that's come out tonight. Trust the Lord to bless each one of you for your sacrifice to be here this evening. I have a burden the Lord put on my heart that would that we look into the Scripture tonight. I'd like to begin with a familiar passage over in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, beginning with the third verse. This Scripture here is a prophecy of Christ. And it said, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. And then further on down in the passage in this chapter, it says that He was oppressed, He was afflicted. So I want us to get a little picture of Jesus. There's one side of Jesus that we look at and it brings comfort to us. We talk about the love of Christ, the warmth of Christ, the compassion of Christ. But there's another side to Christ tonight, the man. Christ the man was despised. He knew what it meant to be rejected by people. Christ knew what it meant to be rejected by family. He knew what it meant to be rejected by, and I'm going to use the term saints, disciples, followers of Christ. Remember, Peter denied Him? All of the disciples, when Jesus got in the battle, none of the disciples were right beside Him to help Him carry the load. Jesus understood what it meant to be rejected. Said that He was a man of sorrow. He was acquainted with grief. He knew what it was to mourn. He was wounded. He was bruised. He was oppressed. And He was afflicted. Do you know why He went through that? Jesus went through these things that He might experience the reality of life. He went through those things to qualify Himself to be a great high priest, that when I feel despised and I go and pray, folks, we're no longer just praying to a God way up here. We're praying to the man Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who knew what it meant to be despised. Have you ever been despised? It doesn't make you feel very good, does it? Have you ever been rejected by someone? You know, if the man on the street rejects me, I can kind of shrug my shoulders and think, what's his problem? And go on home and not worry a lot about it. But when you despise me, when my friends and my family, I begin to feel some rejection and begin to feel like people are kind of putting me aside. Folks, that hurts. Do you know Jesus knew what it meant to be rejected tonight? He was acquainted with grief. I think the greatest grief, and I have not experienced this, and some of you here have, you're more qualified to deal with it. I've never lost a child. There was a time we were close. I started to experience some of those feelings, but I've never lost a child. And I've never lost a companion. The one that's closest to me in life. I've never gone through that grief. But do you know Christ endured the reality of life? You see, we come to services and we hear the doctrines preached and we hear about holiness and we hear about the high standard, and folks, God does have that for us to attain to. But I want us to understand tonight, this is more than just a theory. I want us to understand that Jesus experienced the realities that we go through. Folks, life is not a bed of roses. And even when I got saved and gave my heart to God, the Lord never promised me that life would be easy. He never promised me that I wouldn't feel despised again. The Lord never said, Michael, if you'll give me your heart, you won't ever grieve again. He never said, Michael, if you'll get saved and you'll live a holy life, you'll never be wounded again. You'll never be offended again. You'll never get sick again. The Lord didn't promise that. But because He never promises that everything would go easy for us in life, God sent His Son not only to save us from sin, folks. That was the primary reason. But He sent Christ to this world to understand what it meant to live in the harsh, cruel world that we live in. And then when I'm hurting and I can't express myself to You, I can come to Jesus and say, Lord, I don't even understand, but I'm grieving and I'm hurting and I'm feeling ways that my words can't even put together. And the Lord Jesus is standing up saying, Michael, He says, I understand. Because I experienced the reality of life too. And Jesus goes to the Father for me and says, Father, we need to give Michael some grace here. Michael's had about all he can handle, and we need to bring some healing. We need to bring some comfort to him because he's hurting. Do you know that's why Jesus came tonight? He came to experience your reality tonight. That He would know how to minister to us. If you're hurt tonight, you know what a bruise is? Them that are bruised. Bruise is something that not everybody knows. A bruise is something that's underneath the skin. It's not just an open wound that is just bleeding profusely. It's bleeding underneath the skin. Do you know that all of us are going to go through times in life that we are bruised because of the reality of life? And some of those reasons that cause these bruises and these hurts, it's because we haven't been treated right sometimes. Do you know that it is a reality of life tonight that there are going to be people that don't always treat us correctly? It's a reality tonight that people are going to let us down. People that we trusted. And people that we thought would do differently. Especially people that say they love God. You know, the people that have been the biggest disappointments to me are saints. And that's not because I'm looking down on them. It's because when my expectations were up here and they came through down here, it brought disappointment. Those are the people that can hurt us the worst, aren't they? Family members, friends, and people that we worship with. Ministers. They can hurt us sometimes. Do you know that is a reality of life tonight? That doesn't make us feel better. Well, okay, it's a reality. But I want you to know tonight in the Spirit of the Lord, this is one of the reasons Jesus came. And if there are hurts in your life tonight, and there are places that you are feeling bruised, and you may not feel free to open up to me or to someone else, but there is a friend that we have in Jesus tonight that endured. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. He was wounded, He was bruised, He was oppressed, He was afflicted. That sounds like someone that I could go counsel with. That sounds like someone that when I need comfort, I received a card. I'll just say it was Sister Brenda. She sent us a card a while back. And she had said some things in that card that were a real encouragement to me because I needed it then. And it was because she had gone through some things that her advice or what she was sharing with me was exactly how the Lord had been dealing with me, and it brought comfort to me. Do you know those that can comfort us tonight are those that have endured these things? And it's wonderful to be able to have brothers and sisters in the Lord. Folks, the greatest comfort comes from those of you here as well. But there is a chief comforter. The Son of God understands when nobody else does. Have you ever sat down with someone and told them about your problems, told them where you were hurting? And you went away thinking, they didn't get it. They have compassion on me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm kind of tired of people saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I know you're sorry. I accept that and I understand. We're moved. Sometimes we don't know what to say. And that's out of love that people say those things. And when we say things that aren't quite right, we need to have compassion. You have compassion for me when my words don't come out just right. But do you know the Lord can go beyond that? See, we're human. We can only say so much, and our vocabulary is limited. But when the Lord comes on the scene to where we're hurting and where we've been hurt by the reality of life, the Lord can go beyond the surface and He can get down and He can begin to minister to the depth of my soul, in my mind, in my hurts, in my bruises. That's why Jesus came tonight. We have a privilege tonight to bring these things to the Lord and allow Him to say, Lord, I may have gone years with these bruises, and I'm still hurting, and I'm still feeling rejected, and I'm still hurting in my body, and I still don't think they like me. But Lord, I need You to minister to me. The Lord wants to do that for us tonight. The Lord wants to do that. We cannot afford tonight to grow bitter or resentful toward God. Folks, life brings some hard things. Brings some hard things to families. It brings some hard things to congregations. And it brings some hard things in our individual life. Folks, if we can get hold of tonight, we cannot afford, when we are bruised by life, we can't afford to get bitter. We cannot afford to be resentful of God. We can't afford to get resentful of the truth. And I'm speaking for myself and all this, folks. I cannot afford to be resentful at my brothers and sisters. I can't afford. I want to make heaven tonight. And if I begin to get resentful to someone or a people that have hurt, or I feel hurt, whether it's reality or not, it's my perception, you see. Isn't a lot of hurts our perception sometimes? Sometimes they're real, and sometimes things didn't happen like our emotions see that they did. But the thing is, the hurt is real. Whether it happened or not, the hurt's there. I feel the same way, whether you looked at me weird or not. I thought you did. And so now I'm kind of wondering, what are they thinking about me? We can't afford tonight to get bitter to our brothers and sisters. There is victory tonight to them that are bruised because Jesus came to experience this reality. Over in Hebrews in the 12th chapter, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. The scripture here says, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Folks, I don't know all the things that have touched your life tonight, but the Lord is. The Lord knows the things that when you're tired and when the devil is working hard. The devil works hard when we get tired, folks. When we get worn out, the devil works harder. And in those times, the places that the devil works on your mind and bring things that happened in your past. Folks, our past is a reality. And there are hurts in people's past that stay with them for years. It abuses and how people have been treated. And these things can pass through families sometimes. Oh, tonight we don't have to go on with that deep hurt. There's a healing in Jesus tonight. There is one that wants to begin to heal us. And yes, folks, saints, we hurt. I've said it here before. When I get cut, I may be saved and full of the Holy Spirit, but I'm still going to bleed blood because I'm human. When we're full of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that offenses won't come. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to treat us correctly. But it means when I get hurt, that there's a place I can bring the wounds to my Lord who understands the reality. And He began to mend and bind up and set at liberty the emotions and maybe some of the resentments that begin to set in. The Lord can come in and begin to substitute that with joy and forgiveness and love and long-suffering. This is why Jesus came tonight. And if there's bruises in your life that have been there for years, there's an answer tonight in Jesus. It's not going to be found with the self-help books and with the psychologists. They can do some surface things. But folks, the Lord can penetrate the surface tonight and get down to the root and the cause of our hurt. Talks about here looking diligently. lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you. Folks, are you troubled tonight? Are there things in your life that as you hear the Word of God tonight, things that start coming to your mind and think, I've been hurt here and I'm suffering here and I'm bruised and I don't understand why this has happened to me. Folks, the Lord wants to begin to bind us up, but I want us to understand we cannot afford tonight to let bitterness creep in. And if there's bitterness in your life, in resentments, that's what bitterness means, resentments. If there are resentments, God is bigger than your resentment tonight. It may seem like you've had that bitterness for years. There's an antidote. Jesus Christ, through the power of His atoning blood, can come in to saints. Save people that love God, that have been suffering with resentments. And the Lord wants to do some purifying of resentments tonight. Folks, I don't want to stand before God and the Lord look at me and see bitterness in my life, because Jesus came to take care of that, to experience my reality. Bitterness, it's something that's unpleasant. Something that's bitter, there's an unpleasant taste. It's disagreeable, but it is a strong feeling of resentment. Folks, many people tonight have allowed their hurts and offenses to dictate their actions and decisions. And when we begin to make decisions based on our hurts, and when we begin to make decisions about where we're going to go and what we're going to do and who we're going to be with, and we make those decisions based on hurts and offenses, it's going to take us the wrong direction, folks. When we are offended, and folks, Jesus said offenses will come. They will come. It doesn't mean you're not spiritual if an offense comes. But now, the question is, what are we going to do with the offense? What am I going to do when I'm hurt? When we're offended or hurt, I want to encourage you tonight, it's not the time to make major decisions. When you are hurt, it's not time to make major changes in your family. When you are hurt and you're offended, it's not time to make decisions of where are we going to go to services now. When you're hurt and when you're offended, it's not time to decide who am I going to marry because I'm hurt. Because I'm grieving, I lost a companion. Folks, when these wounds and grief is fresh, it's not a time to make major decisions, because the devil's going to be right there to try to cause us to go down the wrong road. You know, when we're hurt, we don't always think straight. When we're hurt and we're offended or we're grieving at a loss, it's hard to think straight. And that's the reason why we need a purpose in those times of life. I want to come and find a place of submission to God. Lord, until you bring healing, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm not going to make any major changes until the Lord has healed up the hurts. And then the Lord will begin to lead me on. We have a high priest tonight that we can go to. We can come boldly to this high priest tonight. And we can find grace to help us in time of need. Well, Brother Stanley, I hope you don't mind, I keep using you for an example. You're here handy. Went to Brother Stanley and shared my problem with him. I'm just giving an analogy here. This didn't happen. He couldn't help me. So I went to Brother Dan and I shared my problem, and he couldn't help me either. And then I go to someone else and think, well, surely this is supposed to be a man of God. They'll have the answer. How do we feel when we're not getting the answer? If we're not careful, we'll begin to feel resentful. We'll begin to feel a little bit bitter. Folks, I want us to understand the Lord placed us here to encourage one another in the way, but none of us have all the answers tonight. None of us can reach down to those problems that have perplexed us sometimes year after year. We're going to have to come to Jesus, the one who can get down beyond just the counsel, someone that can get down into my spirit, in my soul. So Lord, then help me tonight not to be resentful or bitter, but to say, Lord, I'm going to bring it and I'm going to lay it on the altar. I'm going to put my life, I'm going to put my hurts, I'm going to put my disappointments, I'm going to put my grief, and Lord, would you begin to mend it up? Would you begin to bind? There are things that can cause bitterness. There are a few things that feel like the Lord to have us touch on this evening. Some of the things that the devil would like us to get bitter at are things that we don't understand that happen in our life. There are things that happen in people's lives that we look at and say, why me? I don't understand why it happened. And so then where is the tendency to start maybe feeling some resentment? It's toward God. Because God allowed this to happen to me. Folks, we can't afford. We cannot afford tonight to be resentful at God because of the things that He's allowed to happen in our life. One of those places, and I've had some people very close to me pass away, but I said I've never had children or companions. And those of you, again, that have experienced that, you know much more what I'm talking about than I do this evening. But when someone that we love dies, we're left with grief, aren't we? There's hurt there. Do you know that hurt is a reality? And just because we're saved doesn't mean we're not going to hurt when a loved one passes away. And there are times that we're not going to understand. I have looked at those close to me and thought, Lord, why did you take them now? It seems like we needed them. I needed them. This person needed them. Why did you allow this to happen? I don't have the answers. There are some things that have happened in life that I look at, and it's not just people that have died, and I say, I don't know why this has happened. But do you know tonight, it's not always ours to understand the reason, but it is ours through the grief that comes to say, Lord, I don't want to get bitter at you. Would you help me? And when I begin to question you, don't we all question God sometimes? Do you know Job questioned God? It said he didn't charge God foolishly. But Job didn't understand either. And there's nothing wrong with seeking God, Lord, why? But when we don't get the answers, let's learn to submit to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand, but by your grace, when I am bruised and I am hurting in my spirit, Lord, I'm going to go on and I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to love you. And I'm not going to back away. Rather than turning against God in times of grief, I want to encourage us to come to God for comfort. You know, the greatest comfort is going to be found in the arms of Jesus. And that goes beyond death tonight. Physical affliction, it's not always for us to know the reason. But when we look on circumstances in our lives tonight that we don't understand, they can be discouraging in the flesh, can't they? Have you ever looked at things in your life and it's been pretty discouraging? Lord, I don't understand, and why am I going through this? God did not promise for everything to go easy in life, but He promised to walk beside us. Y'all saw Brother Rob and Brother Ron walk up here with me. They didn't want me to fall. That's why they came up here. Do you know that even though we all have some difficulties in life, that the Lord is walking beside us tonight, and if we start to stumble, He's there to hold us up. Let's not be resentful or bitter at God when these hard times come our way, but let's realize the Lord is there to go with us through the fire. The three Hebrew children, Daniel, all these old Bible stories, a lot of them have a common theme, and it was God was with them in the hard time. Nothing has changed tonight for us. Let's not be discouraged when we're hurting, when we don't understand the battle, when we're hurting and nobody understands and we're bruised. Know that Jesus Christ has not left us, and He has promised to walk through these troubles with us. Not only physical affliction, there are so many things that could be listed. Infertility, marriage problems, marriage difficulties, abuse in your past. There are so many things that bring heartache. There are so many things that can cause pain that, yes, maybe it was yesterday or last year or 10 years ago, but I'm still hurting today. Oh, if we could just look down and see how the Lord's arms are open to us tonight and how He just wants to gather us close. Oh, tonight if you're hurting and you're bruised, the Lord wants to bring you in to Himself and begin to minister to those hurts. And yes, we still hurt, but do you know as the Lord begins to heal, He can do it without the deep, ugly scars. Saints still hurt, but the Lord can allow things to heal back properly and in their place. That we can still function. That we can still have the joy of God in our life. That we can still be at peace even when we're hurt. Even when we're suffering. Even when we feel rejected and despised. Let's not be bitter at God tonight. Seems like one of the greatest things that we can become hurt and offended. And I'm not talking tonight, and I trust you understand the difference without us having to deal with it. There are some people that walk around wearing their feelings on their sleeves. You heard that expression? They're actually just have their arm out there looking to be hurt. You find that Brother Stanley hurts you, and Brother Willie hurts you, and Brother Dan hurts you, and Brother Jim hurts you, most likely it's just your problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? When it's everybody that's doing the same thing, more often than not, it means there's something just wrong in your perceptions, your understanding, you're too critical, you're too suspicious, and the Lord can heal that, folks, tonight. But I'm speaking tonight of the things that do hurt. And there are things that people can do to us that do bring hurts in life. And I said earlier, it's generally those people that are closest to us. But do you remember when Stephen, and you can find it in Acts in the 7th chapter, but do you remember when Stephen was being stoned? You remember what he said in the middle of the battle? When he was hurting and he was being rejected and cast out, Stephen said, "Lay not this sin to their charge." And it said he looked up and he saw Jesus. Oh, I thank God tonight that Jesus was not sitting down. Oh, thank God, Jesus, it said he saw Jesus standing up at the right hand of the throne of God. Do you know tonight when, oh, thank the Lord, our children start learning to walk and they're about to fall down and they're close to the bricks. Oh, we jump up and we're ready to grab hold of them. I don't want them to hurt themselves. Do you know that when we get in those close places in life where there are some real hurts and offenses and pains in our life, Jesus is standing up and He's interested and He's watches. Let this go too far, but I'm reaching out my hand. And it said that this is where Stephen had the ability to love and to forgive people that had hurt him. And he was able to say, "Lord, don't even put this on their charge. Don't even make them accountable for this, Lord." He had a love for God and he was able to love people that had offended and hurt him. Oh, tonight we may not be stoned physically, but offenses will come. Real ones. Genuine offenses will come. And there are going to be times that we're hurt by people. It is a reality of life tonight that people will not always treat us right. It is a reality tonight that our rights are going to be ridden over. That's a reality of life. It is a reality of life tonight that there will be people in our life that are going to speak evil of us. And they're going to cast our name out and they're going to gossip and they're going to say things about us that aren't true. Folks, that's reality of life. But I want us to understand that when those things happen, we can't afford to grow bitter tonight. You know, this works tonight, folks. I'm not up here preaching something that I have not experienced. The Lord in His love will enable in the times of hurt to come through and minister to us in the times that we're bruised. But it's up to us to come to the Lord and enable Him and allow Him to work. And that we come and say, "Lord, I'm going to give You my hurt and I'm going to submit." And it doesn't mean that you're going to get up from the altar and go away tonight saying, "I don't hurt anymore."
But it means that you can come and bring it to God, that the mending and healing can begin to start. No more am I willing to harbor resentments. No more am I willing to begin. I know there's just a root of bitterness. It's not full blown, but just that strong bitterness and that taste, that unpleasant taste when I think about that person in that situation. You know, the Lord can begin to bind up and begin to mend in those times in our life. Jesus taught us, and we won't take the time tonight, but He taught us that when we stand praying, He said, forgive. You see, if we don't forgive people that trespass against us, it said God won't forgive us. Tonight, this is the reason we cannot afford to not forgive people. When we're hurting, and when we're bruised, we cannot afford it. And there is a lot that could be said about what forgiveness means. I want to correct a misperception. Some people say forgiveness means to forgive and forget. I am not divine tonight. There have been things in my life that people have done pretty recently, and I haven't forgotten it, but I've forgiven them. In other words, I don't have the divinity to be able to say, well, I don't even remember that happening. But I can look back on it without resentment. I can look back on it and the pain is gone where one time it hurts. Do you know that's what the Lord does for us? The definition of forgiveness, I love the Greek definition. It means to let go from oneself. Just let it go. Just let it go. It doesn't mean you don't remember it. It doesn't mean that it didn't happen, but it means I just let it go. And I'm living life, and I'm not resentful anymore, and I don't have ill will towards anybody anymore, and I forgive, and I just let it go. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful. If you haven't been able to let go tonight because you've been bruised and wounded and hurt, the Lord can enable us to do that tonight. This is not something we can do when you have really been hurt. I'm talking about really been hurt by the reality of life. It is not possible in our own strength to truly forgive. But the Lord, this is why Jesus came and endured this, that He could understand when I said, Lord, I am hurting and I'm beginning to feel some feelings that I don't want to have in my life. Lord, I need some help. This is where the Lord can reach down into our spirits with a divine grace and enable us to love those that haven't treated us right, to where we can love and forgive and let go. Oh, dear ones, the Lord wants to work a divine work in our life. If we've been bruised and we've been wounded and hurt, and it may not just be a bruise, there may be some fresh blood that's spilling out of the wounds. But I want us to know tonight that Jesus came. He began to mend that and bind it up. Thank the Lord. Unforgiveness. You let that root of bitterness and unforgiveness into your life, and folks, it's just like acid. It starts to eat and eat and eat, and it will begin to affect every area of your life. And you can trace it back and say it was because I was hurt. Folks, when we have been hurt and we have been wounded because of the reality of the hard times in our life, we're in a perilous time. There, it's going to come. But we are in a time we need to very quickly bring that thing to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't handle this by myself. It's too big for me, Lord. I need some help. This is what Jesus wants to do for us tonight. There have been people that have held grudges and resentments for years. Do you know the Lord can help you eradicate those things from your life tonight? There's still going to be some heartache. There's still going to be grief, and there's still going to be some pain. But the Lord can begin to work to bring healing, to take away that bitterness that maybe you've carried for years, and maybe you've passed it down to your children and your grandchildren. Folks, the Lord, we can stop it with us tonight. Lord, I'm going to bring it to you. Do you know that resentments can build up in congregations? And it doesn't take very much. It takes little things that happen. And you know, the devil, he just enjoys so much to cause resentments between brothers and sisters in the congregation. Because of what someone said, maybe they just weren't thinking, and maybe they weren't being as long-suffering, but now that I know about it, I have a battle on my hands. I've been hurt. I'm not taking away tonight from the reality of that hurt. But realize the devil just likes to get in there and put his finger in that wound and just make it bigger. When these things happen, let's not allow, and I say, and I know I'm not really part of this congregation, but you all, I count this as home to a certain extent. I love you all here tonight. When things happen, whether it be from 10 years ago or whether it be 10 years from now, let's not allow the enemy to come in and cause resentments between us as brothers and sisters. But when there are things, the Lord has given us some avenues, to a proper way to handle offenses. That's another lesson. There's a proper way to deal with these hurts. But when it comes to me and I'm hurting, and I know that maybe it was my brother or sister that caused that, I need to realize the Lord wants us to be in unity. And I don't want to allow the devil to come in and bring division. Because do you know when I'm hurt, do you know my wife's hurt too? That happens, doesn't it? You get hurt and your companion, I'll handle the hurt a whole lot better than if you hurt my children, my wife. See, I'll deal with it a little bit better, but don't touch one of my loved ones. You see, that's how we feel, naturally speaking. It takes more grace to forgive someone that's mistreated our children or our companion than it does ourselves many times. Let's not allow the enemy to come in and drive this wedge between us. In the congregation, in homes, you know, between husbands and wives, and it's the same way in other relationships, that little things can cause big problems in homes. Little things. And you stop back very soon, look and say, what on earth are we having a little difficulty here about? It's nothing. The devil capitalizes on little things. And I want to encourage the husbands and wives tonight. If there are little things in your home that you just kind of tend to resent just a little bit about your husband, and some you don't maybe say a lot about, but you just tend to resent a little bit, do you know that thing? You let those little resentments build up, and you're going to end up with a major problem on your hands. That's why we can't afford tonight in our homes to let little resentments, because they tend to grow pretty fast. And they tend to pile on each other until pretty soon you can't even see the whole picture because you're so blinded by this one little thing. That happens in congregations. It has caused division in congregations. It has caused brothers and sisters to separate and go separate ways when it should have never been that way. So I say then, Lord, tonight, would you help me? Would you help me to forgive, to let go, and love my brothers and sisters, and seek to understand them even when they've done wrong? And I trust that when I'm the one that's made the mistake, that they'll have the same love for me. They'll have the same forgiveness for me. It is not a time, you see, when we get hurt and offended by people, you know there's a natural tendency to want to react to it. Think about Peter. They were coming in the Garden of Gethsemane. They were going to come get his Lord, so he was ready to pull out his sword and do battle. It was a reaction. Do you know we tend to do the same things? If we're not careful, we will tend to react to hurts. When we are hurt or offended, it is not time to react. It is time to bring it to the Lord. Lord, I'm hurt. I don't want to be foolish now. There are people tonight, and I'm going to say, that have been hurt by someone. And, Brother Stanley, I'm going to use you again. If I get hurt, say, Brother Stanley didn't treat me right. And then I begin to, because Brother Stanley is who he is, I began to think his wife, I kind of start putting her with him because he hurt me. And I look over at Brother Jerry and Sister Marsha, and I'll just kind of group them together because they're sitting kind of close. And then I'll just kind of go through the congregation. And pretty soon, because I've been hurt by one person, I translate that hurt into being offended at everybody. Do you know that's a trick of the devil tonight? It's a trick of the enemy. Let's not allow it to go that far in our lives. But let's come to the Lord and say, Lord, I am hurt and I need some help. I don't want to make any rash decisions, because, folks, when we make decisions when we're hurt, we will end up hurting other people around us. we will end up spreading the problem, and it's going to have long-term consequences in our own life. So how can we forgive? Simply tonight, we will be able to find the grace to forgive in Jesus Christ. By surrendering and by submitting ourselves to the Lord, to ask the Lord to come in and help me where I've been hurting. There are things of the past tonight that people are carrying, and there may be some here tonight. And I will say that there are probably some of you that have problems that are way too big for me. This is why Jesus came, to understand the reality of the hurts of life to those that are bruised. And if there are things that have been in your past that you're still hurting today, and there are some, you can even feel some resentments and bitterness, I want you to know the Lord came to minister to you. Briefly, one of the things, there's one other point, one other thing that is so important. Do you realize we can begin to be a little bit bitter at ourselves? Have you ever just really gotten down on yourself because of mistakes you've made? Failures you've made in the past, and maybe you just completely blew it. I messed up. I want you to know tonight, if you have really messed up in your past and that hurt and you're bruised and it was your fault, I want you to know tonight, the Lord's already forgiven you. The Lord's already forgiven you, and we need to bring that hurting to the Lord. But we can't. That's the reality of life. But it is also a reality tonight that Jesus came to enable us to find that place that we could, that power could be broken that we're holding on ourselves. Over in Hebrews 12, it says, "Wherefore lift up the hands that hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." Rather tonight than going on with the bruises and the hurts of life, don't let your feet be turned out of the way, folks. I want to encourage you tonight to come to the Lord and let it be healed. One last scripture in closing. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Luke 4:18. "Because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Are you grieving tonight? Are there hurts in your life? Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. It said to preach deliverance to the captives. And I would say, yes, sin. But I would say He came to preach deliverance to those that are captivated tonight by unforgiveness. In bondage to resentments, in unforgiveness, the Lord came to break that bondage tonight. And He said, "And recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Tonight, if you're hurting beneath the skin, something that's down deep sometimes, if you're hurting, Jesus came to set you at liberty. We can come tonight and submit our hurts, our offenses, our grief. We can come tonight and submit these things to the Lord Jesus, and He wants to bring this healing to those that are bruised and hurting tonight.